Welcome to Abide's Sleep Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. Remember, you can have full access to all our sleep stories commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the app. Now, relax your mind and body as we hear tonight's sleep story.
Hello, and welcome to this sleep story from Abide. I'm James. Thanks for joining me tonight for our Bible meditation titled, Rest in What God is Doing. It's easy to grow impatient with God, wanting Him to answer our prayers according to our timeline. Yet God is working all things out for His glory and our good. It might not make sense to us, but we can trust our Father in heaven. Tonight we'll be hearing from the Scriptures about the extraordinary things God is doing in the hearts of mankind, according to His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Our focus Bible passage tonight comes from 2 Peter chapter 3. Verses 8 and 9. It says, "Do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." How comforting it is to know that God is not slow in keeping His promise. Let this truth comfort you tonight as you prepare to fall asleep. My friend, though it seems like the Lord is tarrying, He is doing great and mighty things today. And that is what we'll be assured of in this sleep story. I invite you to let go of your own agenda and timeline and commit everything to the Father who loves you. You can trust that He knows what is best for you, and He is continuing to work all things out. Thank you for tuning in tonight, for seeking the Lord as you fall asleep. Jesus is the best remedy for insomnia, and the most precious thought we could have as we drift off to sleep each night. Now, please take a few moments to remove any distracting lights or sounds as you make yourself comfortable. It's time to forget about work and responsibilities and seek the rest you need. Your obligations will still be waiting for you tomorrow. However, remember the words of Jesus. Do not be anxious for tomorrow will care for itself. Heed the comforting words of the Lord and let go of all worry, anxiety, and care. Take a slow, deep breath in and exhale. Do this a few more times, inhaling as slowly as you can, and exhaling. Feel your whole body relax as you center your thoughts on the Lord. Invite the Holy Spirit to surround you with His peace. Imagine the peace of God filling the room, inhabiting every square inch of space. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, "You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." Rest in perfect peace tonight as you keep your mind fixed on Jesus. You can count on the perfect peace He offers. As the Lord calms your mind and relaxes you, let this be a moment of thankfulness for His presence in your life. If you're led, whisper the words, "Thank you, God." The truth is, even when we don't feel it, God is actively working things out for our good. I know it's difficult when God seems absent, but it's during these times when our faith is grown. Do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Gracious God, thank you for your patience and kindness over us. Forgive us for doubting your continued work in our lives. Lord, I pray for this dear listener tonight, that they would be reassured of your companionship, your constant presence that never leaves them nor forsakes them. Please, God, help your child let go of all worries and concerns and find deep sleep tonight. Calm their minds and turn their thoughts toward you. Settle their souls and fill them with an assurance that you are with them. I pray for your peace and protection to be with them and their entire household through every hour of the night. I pray that you will use these night hours to restore them and rejuvenate them for the day ahead. Most of all, I pray they will find comfort and hope through the Scriptures. I ask that you will make your word clear to them and remind them that you are doing great and mighty things for your glory and their good. In Jesus' holy name, amen. When Peter said, "With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day," it was a reminder not to lose hope. Please, don't lose hope in what God is doing. He has a beautiful purpose for you. Remember His loving kindness towards you, and do not give up on His promises. One of His promises comes from 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, which says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him." Let this promise sink in for a moment. We have confidence in approaching God. It's not self-confidence, but rather a Christ-centered confidence. It leads us to pray for God's holy will in our lives. Let's take this moment to pray for His will tonight. Holy God, please hear our prayer as we come boldly to You, knowing that whatever we ask, according to Your will, we have. This powerful promise is so comforting, so filled with hope. Thank You, Lord. I pray specifically for this beloved child to know without a doubt that You hear them and want the very best for them. As they sleep, please settle their hearts and minds in a secure place of peace and trust. I pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. As you rest calmly in the quietness of the room, feel the Holy Spirit's presence and know you are held. You are safe and secure in the Lord's covering. He is your refuge and peace. Psalm 62, verse 8 says, "Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." When you hear the words, "trust in him at all times," be assured that even in the valley, God is dependable and trustworthy. He does not leave you alone in difficult times. The Lord is your compass, your flashlight, and every provision you need in the valley. Just as the light of the moon illuminates the way for someone who is walking at night, Jesus lights the way for you. Anytime you come to a crossroad, you can pray and ask for direction. And when you pray, believe God will show you the path to take. Psalm 18, verse 30 says, "This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true." Hear the word of the Lord tonight, proving true in every area of your life, over your mind, your heart, your body, and your soul. The word of God proves true. My friend, rest in what God is doing now. He is giving you the gift of sleep. He is blessing you with a few hours of peace and rest. As your mind slows down and your heart rate falls into a steady rhythm, feel your entire body grow heavy with contentment. Psalm 16, verses 5 through 7 says, "Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me." Allow your heart to instruct you tonight, a heart filled with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Let the boundary lines of God's faithfulness surround you with delight. He is your portion and your cup. Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing this listener with the abundance of your peace and provision. In your presence, they are kept safe and secure. Please continue to speak to their heart about the wonderful things you are doing on their behalf. Assure them of your deep love for them and give them the peace they seek. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Now, please listen to our focus passage again, this time from the Amplified Version. It says, "Do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. The Lord does not delay, as though he were unable to act, and is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is extraordinarily patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." My friend, be comforted by God's timeline, a timeline not bound by our impatience. For if 1,000 years is like a day to the Lord, that assures us he knows the beginning from the end. He sees the big picture, and he is able to keep what we've committed to him. As 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12 says, "For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day." Be persuaded, dear friend, that God is able to keep what you have committed to him until that day. Every hope, every prayer, every part of your life that is committed to Christ will be kept until his return. You can trust him in all things. There's an old chorus sung by the Maranatha Choir that says, "He is able, more than able to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able to handle anything that comes my way. He is able, more than able to do much more than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able to make me what he wants me to be." Let the words "he is able" flow over you with great peace tonight. Rest in what God is doing now, the things he is working out for your good. Oh, how the Father loves you and desires good things for you. Even when you cannot see the outcome, you can know God is with you in the process. Trust, faith, hope, security. These are yours in the Lord Jesus. Right here, in this present moment, God sees you and knows exactly what you need. There isn't one second of your life that escapes his notice. He cares about every detail of your existence. Allow your whole self to surrender to his loving provision tonight. Gracious God, please lavish this beloved child with your peace. Let them know that they are cared for and held together by your great love for them. Please give them a deep sense of security in your presence tonight. Assure them of your mighty work in their lives, even as they sleep. In the name of Jesus, amen. When the Bible says that God is patient toward you, it is a reminder of his limitless grace and mercy. Romans 3:24 says, "We are justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Receive God's grace as the gift it was intended to be. Feel his grace flowing over you as you sleep. Every breath you take is a testament of his divine work in your life. God is not finished with you yet. His plan and purpose for you is one of amazing grace. As Paul once wrote to Timothy, "You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus." My prayer is that you will be strengthened by the grace found in Christ Jesus. He is your constant source of strength. Just as a supply of power first needs a power source, so Jesus is your source of power for life. In the physical world, some type of generator is needed as a base from which a supply of power can flow. In our spiritual lives, the Holy Spirit generates his power through us so that we are constantly connected to the source, which is the Lord Jesus. Without him, we run on our own energy and eventually run out of steam. But when we abide in Jesus, remain connected to him as our power source, we never run out of supply. In the book of Mark, chapter 5, we read about a woman who had been suffering for 12 years. The Bible says, "She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, 'If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed.' Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. The next verse in chapter 5 is profound. It says, "At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, 'Who touched my clothes?' Even as a multitude of people crowded around him, Jesus knew that someone had touched the hem of his robe in great faith. And because of her faith, his healing power went out from him and healed her from her suffering." Let this be of great comfort for you tonight. At this very moment, you can rely on God's power to heal, to save, and to redeem. Holy God, thank you for your healing power in the life of this listener tonight. Whatever they need, Lord, you will provide. Thank you that by your Spirit, they have everything they need for life and godliness. Please be their power source, their constant provision of hope, peace, and faith. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Continue to rest as I share scriptures of God's power available to you. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. Allow the strength of the Lord to flow through every fiber of your being, transforming your mind to think of holy and honorable things, to encourage your heart to remain steadfast in him, and to enable your body to do the things he's called you to do with joy and endurance. The ways in which God works in your life are too numerous to count. There are so many things he orchestrates in the heavenly realm, we cannot even fathom it. He works on your behalf to bless you and guard your life. Every prayer that escapes your lips rises like incense before the holy throne of God. You can rest assured that he hears you, he loves you, he cares about the things that matter most to you. He is the lifter of your head, the breath in your lungs, and the power in your limbs. Heavenly Father, please continue to work in the life of this dear child, giving them the peace and joy they seek. In their work, their play, their relationships, and their day-to-day activities, let them know you are with them. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. My friend, do not forget what you've heard tonight. In the stillness of this hour, and in the holy presence of God, hold fast to what he is saying. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years. This means that every second of your life counts in the eyes of God. He is not rushing from here to there, overlooking the things that are important to you. Instead, he is able, more than able to work every detail out for His glory and your good. And if 1,000 years are like a day to God, it means He is not bound by our timeline. He is viewing your life and the life of every person ever to exist on a grand timeline set in motion by His eternal purpose. Let the imagery of a never-ending timeline of mercy and grace fill your mind as you sleep in God's peace tonight. Nothing escapes His sight. He is aware of all that concerns you, and He is actively working to keep you within His tender care. Receive every blessing He has for you. Blessings of love, joy, peace, and faith. As you sleep, allow God to strengthen your faith for the journey, to boldly touch the hem of Jesus' robe as you seek everything you need from the one true source of power. Believe, receive, and be healed. Rest peacefully in the work God is doing today. He loves you more than you could ever imagine. He is not slow in keeping His promise, but instead, He is faithful to fulfill His purpose in your life. And what a wonderful purpose He has for you. Holy God, please let the work of your hands continue to be made known. Let more and more people see the light of your love shining brightly in the world. Strengthen this child to be a bold witness for you, an example of how you interact with them in a personal way. In all the work they do, let your light shine through. In the way they speak and act, let your presence be made known. Thank you, Lord, for your promises. Thank you for doing what only you can do. In the name of Jesus, amen. Continue to be comforted and filled with hope as you remember the precious promises you've heard tonight. You have a God who loves you, who works all things out in His time. Let these words drift in and out of your dreams, like a gentle wave of peace in His time. He makes all things beautiful in His time. Thank you for listening to the sleep story. Truly, you can rest assured that God is doing mighty things in your life today, and He will continue to move on your behalf until the glorious day of His return.